Benaberin has taken Alcoran to Taifa ibn Masara. Alcoran assumes his teacher will stay with him for the entire training. Exhausted, he fell asleep and was carried into the tower. This is his first morning. The Ziryab. Ziryab's my name. Blackbird, like you. The person standing next to Alcoran's bed and pulling at the heavy wool cover came into focus slowly. Pure ebony, a face too big for the body, he tilted sideways. White teeth sparkling, a broad smile floated beneath a flat nose. Ziryab means blackbird, he repeated. Like Kemi. He backed off. Goldwater to the Persians. Who knows? He winked. They're too magical for me. Alcoran stared. The boy's arms were too long, loose, and cocked funny, his hands fluttering. Oh, Kemi, we'll have such fun, won't we? He danced in a circle. It may be fool's gold or black water which flies. Who knows? Crouching and rising, bobbing his head, he flapped his arms like a bird. Alcoran stood up. How old are you? So old, he spread his arms. About your age? Pulling his tunic and boots on, Alcoran shivered. Had he missed the call to prayer? The African, hair kinky and drawn back into a plaited tail, said, Fire is cold, air is warm. He held out a robe. It's all how you touch it. Looking closely now, Alcoran couldn't be sure of his age. He had been acting like a boy. He moved like a young athlete. His face was black leather, deeply creased. Crow's feet stretched from his eyes. Wind swirled through the window. A sun shaft hit the opposite wall. They were in a tower. Gray stones curved in a circle around them. Where are you from? Alcoran asked. From everywhere I'm not. He riddled back with a mischievous grin. Where exactly? Alcoran smiled. Before you came here. Ah, Kemi. Your master said you would be fun. He hunkered down, hands folded over his chest in obeisance. What do you mean? How do you know him? You don't understand? Ziryab twisted the question as if personally distressed. We move, but stay. Have been here, may be gone. Magister Alpha Benaberin, much revered. That old scoundrel often comes. Scoundrel? Alcoran bit back. He is my master. He is here. Ziryab touched his chest. Down below, don't be mad. He's visiting the Sheik. Pausing, he lowered his voice and whispered. That old goat. What? Alcoran raised his voice. Ziryab rolled his eyes. Following his gaze, Alcoran saw that the ceiling swirled to a cone-like point. But he may also be in Cordoba. Ziryab hunched his shoulders, lecturing about rainbows or, in the synagogue, about old Tetragrammaton. His mouth fell into a pout. Yod, hey, vaw, hey, nose. I'm a dumb Christian, but, he pulled his lips into a toothy smile, I teach what you know. Crossing his eyes, he stumbled around the room, swinging his arms. Christian? Simpleton, you know. He looked carefully at Alcoran, the title we used with the Romans. Better that than the lions and bears. He rolled his eyes upward, looking like he was blind. Holding his arms out, he dropped to one knee and bent backwards, baring his chest. Right? He added, more seriously. Jewish, Christian, Mohammedan. But that's enough about the mysterious Alpha Ben Haberin. He bowed again, then lifted his robe and shook a bare foot. Tell me, who honors my bed? Puzzled but fascinated, Alcoran said, I presume you know. Zerob seemed pleased. They began whirling to his left, declaring, golden-haired, blue-eyed, noble-blooded, emphasizing each combination of words, his eyes on Alcoran at each turn. Stopping suddenly, arms out, then hooking in from the elbows, clawing into Alcoran's shoulders, holding his face to his own, his breath musky with mint and raw turnips, he continued, Arab child, scarlet bobkin, sacred trees, skull mountain holds blue water, black fields, mother's song in death's kingdom, children dance, blackbirds climbing, gold in the sky. Learn to fly. Clapping his hands together, coming close again, his breath warm, he whispered, we're friends. Alchemy. That's the thing.